This is the news in brief from the United Nations. With the conflict in Sudan entering its third month, the people of Darfur are trapped in a living nightmare, the UN's top aid official said on Friday. UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Martin Griffiths warned that conditions in the province were particularly dire. Babies dying in hospitals, children and mothers suffering from severe malnutrition, camps for displaced persons burned down, and sexual violence on the rise. Mr. Griffiths deplored spreading intercommunal violence in Darfur that threatens to reignite the ethnic tensions that stoked deadly conflict here 20 years ago. The UN official highlighted reports of ethnic killings in West Darfur's capital, El Geneina, and stressed that Darfur was rapidly spiraling into a humanitarian calamity. "The world cannot allow this to happen. Not again," Mr. Griffiths said. The conflict continues to take a devastating toll on people across the country. The UN World Food Programme, WFP, said on Friday that an additional 2.5 million are expected to slip into hunger in the coming months. WFP has provided food aid to nearly 1 million people in 14 of the country's 18 states since resuming operations on the 3rd of May. The UN agency plans to expand support to 5.9 million people by the end of the year. In Ukraine, UN humanitarians continue bringing life-saving aid to survivors of the flooding from the Kakhovka Dam, but they've warned that hundreds of thousands more people in the country's south face severe water shortages. Saviano Abreu from the UN's Aid Coordination Office was part of a convoy of four boats bringing water and food to desperate families in rural Kherson on Friday. Here he is speaking from the site of the flooding, some 15 kilometers from the front line.
Our calculation is that 200,000 people in the Dnipro region have already been cut off from water from their houses, but the number of families that could face the same situation goes up to more than 700,000 people.
Landmines moved by the floodwaters pose an additional threat to the population in the affected areas. The UN Mine Action Service, UNMAS, warned that mines could get buried in sediment as the waters recede, making the task of deminers even more difficult. A horrific tragedy. That's how UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk described on Friday the shipwreck of a boat carrying hundreds of migrants off the coast of Greece earlier this week. So far, 78 people are known to have died and 104 have been rescued, but as many as 500 could be missing, feared dead. Mr. Turk expressed solidarity with the survivors and the victims' families. He said that the incident highlighted the need to investigate people smugglers and human traffickers and ensure that they are brought to justice. The appeal by the High Commissioner for Human Rights for more regular migration channels, the safe and timely disembarkation of all those rescued at sea, and for more countries to take responsibility for hosting migrants was echoed by the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, and the UN Migration Agency, IOM. In a joint statement, the agency said that the duty to rescue people in distress at sea without delay was a fundamental rule of international maritime law. They said that the current approach to Mediterranean sea crossings on the world's most dangerous and deadly migration route was unworkable. Dominika Tomaszewska-Mortimer, UN News.